Canadian musher Hans Scott won the Yukon Quest this afternoon in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Hans Scott claimed his fourth Yukon Quest title, crossing the finish line in the 1,000-mile race from Fairbanks to Whitehorse at 1:35 in the afternoon Yukon time. Scott battled the race's only other four-time winner, Lance Mackey of Fairbanks, as well as last year's runner-up, Hugh Neff of Tok, through the entire race, finally managing to separate his team from the others for good, heading into the last checkpoint and mandatory 8-hour rest Sunday at Braeburn. Scott credited his dogs for the win, especially the 9 that held up all the way to the finish line.
The dogs are phenomenal. I've never had a dog team like that. I mean, they're still happy and motoring, so it's pretty unbelievable that dog team.
Scott, who last won the Quest in 2004 and has focused more on the Iditarod in recent years, says this year he turned his attention back to the race where he's had the most success, logging an intense training season. Scott says another key element to his win in this year's Quest was staying focused during the race.
I never really played anybody else's game. I really stuck to my race plan right from the get-go, and I've really made them react to what I was doing.
Scott's Quest win is worth over $28,000 in prize money. His time of 9 days, 26 minutes sets a new speed record for the Quest, smashing the mark set by Sebastian Schnula in last year's race by a whopping 23 hours. Second and third place finishers Lance Mackey and Hugh Neff also broke the old record. Mushers credited the strong competition, good weather, and smooth trail for the speed. Lance Mackey says the top mushers amped up the pace by running their dogs longer with shorter rest in between. Mackey says the dog's potential is even greater than that shown in this year's record-setting performances.
To be honest with you, I think we can do it even faster. Not necessarily the dogs moving any faster, but they don't need as much rest as we took, and it seems like we didn't take that much. They don't need a whole lot. They're amazing athletes.
Mackey says he's very happy with his team, especially several new young dogs that made it all the way to the finish. Mackey also had high praise for Gott and his team.
Hans deserved it. He had a beautiful team. He worked his tail off from all the way to the finish line. And I thought I might have demoralized him a little bit and discouraged him from chasing after me with a couple of long runs and little rest, but I've done that to him in the past, and he backed off a little bit. And this year, he's not going for that. So back to the drawing board. I got to come up with something new, but I'm going to challenge him to come back. He said he's not coming back, but he has to for the tiebreaker.
Mackey and Gott will get a rematch next month in the other 1,000-mile race when Mackey tries to extend his streak of 3 Iditarod championships and Gott goes for his first win in the last great race. With help from Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reporter Josh Armstrong in Whitehorse, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.